Hey, this is Simon from The Slants, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library, the best podcast on earth.
Again at Starbase Studios here in Oklahoma City with the production of Melbourne, and we're here with Michael Silvestre doing a short visit between his scenes. Michael, if you would tell us your character's name, that way everybody know who you will be playing.
All right, well, I'm playing Captain Nathan T. Cooper of the USS Melbourne.
So he's the captain of the feature starship in this project, and as you can tell, we're a working studio, so we have background noise. We're actually outside at the moment, so you'll hear different background noises, but coming into this, you kind of had a change up of plans on what you were going to do. You want to tell everybody kind of what you were expected to do and then what you unexpectedly got to do.
Wow, okay, this is actually quite interesting. I met Vance last year at the Promenade Akon, and I went out to eat with him. He was telling me about the Melbourne project, and he asked me, after he's seen some of my pictures, would I like to come and do some pictures, be a photographer, behind-the-scenes photographer for this project? And I said, yeah, man, I love it. So they started working on the script and everything. Then Vance calls me and say, hey, man, we got a small part we think we might be perfect for. We want you to play an admiral. It's a small part, just a few lines, just one scene, but it's a very important part of the show, and we're just wondering, would you like to do that? And I go like, yeah, sure, I'd like to do that. So
take a short break.
Go right for it. If you want to put it all down on it, go right ahead.
Okay, the only thing is, I don't want it to get on the carpet, but it's okay to put it on one side?
Yeah.
As you saw, working studio in progress, so we'll let Michael continue on now. He was explaining what he unexpectedly or thought he was going to do and then getting into his current role.
So they sent me a copy of the script, and I was reading the line, so I was going over the Admiral's role. I was supposed to be Admiral Vandebos. So I just, went over and over, and I got the lines down pat. I mean, even knew the other parts and everything. My wife helped me out with that. And I said, yes, I finally get to be in a Star Trek film as an actor. I always wanted to be in a Star Trek film, whether a fan film or something, even just in the background. Right. Even if I didn't have roles. But this is like freaking cool. So anyway, eventually something happened where the captain was not able, Bob, who was going to play the captain, was not able to come down because of situations that had happened beyond his control. So anyway, Vance called me up and said, man, we're in trouble. We have no captain. I go, what? He explained to me what happened. I said, huh? So man, I should just make a video and just send in the audition. This was like just joking. So anyway, I made a video, was joking around, goofing off, and I started reading other people's lines and doing different voices, and go, well, girl, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean by that? Oh, no, you got to come on down here. Just different voices like that. So I sent it into Vance and Jeremy. I'm sure they got a good laugh at it, especially when I was playing Sierra and Wilma's part. Even had the hand motion, did the double snap.
You would have really been surprised if they said, I want this voice for the captain. You got to remember it now.
Yeah. So anyway, they called me back and said, hey, can you redo some of those lines and do this section right here? And I said, okay, let me get my wife to help me because I read off better, instead of just trying to do it. So my wife helped me do some sign and I sent it into them. And I said, it's no problem. If I don't get it, it's no big deal because, I still got the Vandebos part and I'll still be doing pictures. Vance calls up the next day. He says, man, I got some bad news for you. I go out and say, yeah, we're not going to be able to use you for Vandebos. My first thought,
damn, I'm out of the film.
shit. Excuse my language. Right. I said, okay. I say, well, I can at least still do the pictures. And he goes, nope. We don't need a photographer either. We're going to get somebody else to do pictures. Why? I'm like, okay, and...
I'm take time off work, dude.
Yeah. Well, they end up making me a producer. And I was like, well, what the heck am I going to be doing? He said, you need to sit down. He said, okay. I said, yeah, we got bad news for you. We just made you captain. I went, holy crap. And I just sat there. And then I said to myself, oh my God, I'm like James T. Kirk. I got demoted.
That's pretty good.
Oh man, good. I was so excited. So, oh my gosh. And so we want to kind of hold it off that I got the role because Vance wanted to post it on the Melbourne page and Storm Shadow page, who the captain is. So I held off, but I had to call up my some good friends real close to me and say, guess what? What? You just have to wait till tomorrow, see? Like,
being cruel. Like,
oh my gosh, I'm so badly. It's like, John, don't post nothing on Facebook, nothing at all. I'm like, don't even tell your parents yet.
Well, my wife's been giving me a little grief because it's what we did down here with our short little bit. And she's like, oh, she's been telling family, you need to see this. And I'm like, maybe not. I don't know what this is going to look like. So it's like, I'm used to hearing my voice, but I'm not used to seeing me on a screen. I don't like too many pictures of myself. So,
oh, I know what you mean.
So that's one thing I had to get over quite fast.
I saw some of the pictures of me and I said, like, ew. I look like that.
You gotta roll with it and go.
Yeah, so.
So what was the shock? It was a shock already that you got the captaincy, but when you actually then looked at the script again, what were your thoughts? And is it pretty much just reading over it, or did you try to get as much as you can, or is it just the day before like some actors do? Just
As soon as I found out, that next hour, all right, honey, here, you say these lines, I say these lines. Every night I was going over it because I was expecting like just a small role, you know, just or even just being an extra in the background.
Right.
Just simple as that. But I was going like, wow, I'm a captain of the USS Melbourne and Starfleet. And I mean, even though this is a fan film, but to me, that is huge. That is huge. And, you know, fan films, I believe they're much a part of the Trekverse as any of the shows that CBS or Paramount puts out.
Right.
Because, I mean, the only difference is we're doing this out of the love. Lately where we've been seeing CBS and what they've been doing, they're just doing it out of greed and money. And so I'm so happy. This is, to me, it's a lot better being a part of this show instead of something that's on CBS that's putting out.
Well, and being down here at Starbase, it feels a little bit different because they're treating it professionally instead of unprofessionally, where yes. Some fan films just go out and it's some guys and gals having a good old time, where this one, you actually feel like it's a professional atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. We got a lot of great people. We got a lot of great actors, Vance and Jeremy. We got a lot of people behind the scenes. And what a lot of people forget, we couldn't do this without the people behind the scenes. I mean, we got people helping out, putting sets together, people, even to people's getting people water. They don't, that's very important too. And a lot of people seem to forget that part.
And we were down here in April helping out behind the scenes, so we've kind of seen both ends now as well. And it's the days, you don't realize how long they are. And we saw it with the actors laying on the floors and stuff. And we were like, oh, that's not a big deal. But then Logan, what's that?
The positioning that you do to keep awake is awkward on your legs and all that.
So that was Logan, one of the other crows for Comic Pop. Yeah, he was in an awkward position. Jonathan was laying down. And you're there hours on end because they're needing multiple shots. And you just don't think of that and what these actors and crew go through to make the films.
And the heat. And the heat because you got those lights shining down on you. And the thing is, when you're doing a scene over and over and pretty soon, you don't want to fall into a trap where you just sound blah, you know, there's like oh gosh, I'm tired of this. But each time when you do that scene over, you're sitting there thinking like, how can I do this different, make it better? And one thing, when they made the posts on there, I actually had quite a few friends was congratulating me, and many of them is actually people from Renegades. They contacted me. Yep. many of them sent me like, so wow, congratulations. There's too many of the stars and directors and producers from California trying to name them all.
Right.
Send me messages, and we even had a few gave me tips. One of them says, "Now, when you get on the stage, you got to be a complete diva. You got to demand everything, and you know, and just and say and dare just to walk out if you don't get your way. They will give it to you because you are the captain. You're the main star." And then say, "Well, no, Listen, don't do that. Go in there. Don't let it get to your head. And just remember, these are the people that's making it possible for you to have this part.
So just basically have fun.
Yes.
Don't make it harder on yourself.
Yep. So I was sitting there thinking like, oh, okay, y'all, the captain is here. Where is my water?
And Scott would have been, get the damn thing yourself.
Yeah.
Give me one while you're at it.
Or like, wait, Brittany, Danielle, Courtney, go get him some water now. I'm too damn busy here.
And you actually brought some friends with you. I know one for sure is Carly that you know from a different production. Yep. If you want to mention that production as well, you kind of have a little bit already. And how you met her and how you brought her on board with this project.
Okay, well, I met Carly through on Facebook through the Renegades site. And we was talking and she wanted to do a music video. I say, well, hey, yeah, I'll come out and help you shoot the music video. And I live in Huntsville, Alabama. She lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. And everybody's saying, like, really? And my wife's like, yeah, go for it. You know, you need to take a vacation. I think my wife finds any reason to get me out of the house. I think I need to set up cameras to find out why. Throwing some of those wild parties, after-hour parties. So I went out there. That was the first time me and Carly met face-to-face. And we just hit it off right off the bat because, you know, anybody can enjoy sushi like me. Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, he's giving me the
thumbs up. Logan's giving a thumbs up. Yeah.
So we spent, I think, 2 days at three different locations filming different parts of her music video. Cool. Right there.
And is that out or getting ready to come out at some point?
Not yet. It's a process, but everything what's going on is the time consuming and. She just don't want to rush through it and do a crappy job, but we was all like in different versions of Starfleet uniforms. We even on first day had somebody even dress up like a Klingon, and we had somebody cosplay Seven of Nine, and okay. Yeah.
So it's one of those homage parody type music videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was. It was a lot of fun, and pretty much how I met Carly. So. When we're doing this, not quite for sure, I told Carly about the project I was working on right there and kind of like introduced her to Vance and Vance to her and stuff like that. And I said, would you like to come out and help us, you know, help us and maybe even be an extra in the background?
Cool.
She said, sure. Well, she just didn't know she was going to get a part actually in it. two of my other friends, Daniel Kraft, who we call Bucky, and we got Brittany Wilson. Brittany Wilson, probably some people might recognize her name. She worked on a lot of film productions, not what you call major film productions, but she done some modeling. She has a cosplay page, all that stuff. I don't know if you interviewed
her. Yeah, she mentioned that a little bit yesterday. So.
Yep. So anyway, I said, well, hey, we know we're looking for – I already talked to Danielle about coming out here with me doing makeup because I showed Vance some of her work, and Vance was like – yeah, we can use her. And I know Brittany has done makeup before, and I said, hey.
Everybody come on down.
Yeah, so next thing you know, Brittany ended up with a part. So now Danielle is one that likes to stay behind the scenes, you know, and everything. I said, yeah, well, you know, you're going to be a nester. And
sometimes.
I said, oh. Like Danielle, like, I'm going to kill you, Michael.
And it came to pass.
Yes, it did. So anyway, and we kept joking with her. Said, yeah, oh, guess what? We found out you're going to have some lines today. And she kept like.
Too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've worked on some other projects. We mentioned CBS. You mentioned Renegades. And just to give a brief little snippet on that. I know it's not the project we're working on, but there's been a lot of changes with CBS sending down the guidelines. And if you just want to briefly mention what Renegades has done to alleviate that pressure and how they're moving forward.
Well, Renegades is not Star Trek Renegades no more. It is just now Renegades the series. Admiral Chekov is just now the Admiral. They changed the name on the characters. Like the Andorians, they got rid of the antennas, so they're not Andorians anymore. Some of the characters who they came up on their own still kept the same name and everything. Like Adrian Wilkerson playing Captain Letzi right there. Wow. So that's Skye's and Frank's, okay. Tim's project right there. So they was able to keep that name. But Nichelle Nichols, Robert Beltrone, Terry Farrell, some of those came on. We couldn't use their names. They people are kind of known them for. So they kind of just changed the name slightly, but that was kind of close to their name. So, and actually this
lady. Speaking of Carly.
Yeah. Come on over here, Carly.
She's got the coffee.
Yeah. Well, Carly actually was there when Skye and them found out about the new rules and guidelines.
Like, oh my god.
It was a bit stressful. Yeah. A little bit, but I gotta say that everyone on Renegades held up really well. For the actors, everyone, for how stressed out everyone was gonna be in that morning, it turned out amazingly well. So,
for as much as they were doing, I think that was the only avenue they could go was just breaking off completely because so much was already there. Yeah,
they had one full day of shooting already done.
The worst part is that was the only day we had Nichelle Nichols, Sarah Lofton, and Bruce Young.
Yep.
The villain, is Jake, the villain? And yeah. You know, the admiral that's no longer Niota.
Yep.
She's Admiral Grace Jemison, I think.
Okay. And I told him, like, Bark Der Colony is now just the Admiral.
Just the Admiral. We have Kovac.
And yep.
Well, I guess you could just use the names to spell them backwards.
Yeah, I kind of went that way with some of them. Yeah. I really like Aaron Eisenberg's name. His name is Fnaxnor.
Yeah, and then like, and just take, okay, we'll just take this letter out and we'll put this letter in here.
Ryan changed his to Lieutenant Largent.
Yeah, Ryan should not be allowed to name his own character.
It's apparently a football player or something.
Yeah,
like
Ryan should not be allowed to name his own character. Sorry, Ryan.
His original name was Lieutenant Ryan. It's okay. I think the change was necessary.
Yes. So, yeah, we was talking about how you got dragged into this and you kind of got thrown into a role here.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully. I'm okay with it. I love it.
Yeah.
Just to wrap up here, because we're going to try to get some other interviews and we're let you get back to studying your script, because I actually interrupted Michael while he was going over some of his lines, so thank you for taking the time for out to do this with us. But is there any other projects you're working on besides the music video or the websites, Facebook pages you want to mention so everybody can stay in touch with you if they want to?
Yeah, they can come to my Facebook page on www.facebook.com/SylvesterPhotography. There's actually quite a few other projects coming up. I'm also a photographer for the Doctor Who convention in Huntsville, Alabama. Also do a lot of cons, conventions in the areas. We also were working on another project that's going to be coming up in about a year. It's actually a Harry Potter theme project. It's going to be a little short, probably about 22, 23 minutes right there. And I actually got a role in that one. I actually played one of the professors.
Cool.
And that one, okay. And
look what's happened.
Yeah,
busting down the door.
I know it. As soon as they found out, so like, hey, we heard that she was going to be the. We saw the captain like right there. Hey, and they actually sent me a sample of the script and they asked me to read a couple of lines and it's like, yeah, would you be interested in playing this part? Like, sure, why not? Like, wait a minute, when are you shooting? Because I got other obligations. And it's like, oh no, this is like 2 years. What month? Because I need to make sure. Because. Bonnie Austin from to Costabris is now not Constaboris, but Costabris, Doctor Who. Bonnie, Laurie, I made a commitment to them 2 years ago, and it was actually Renegades that helped me get that gig with them, and it's actually pretty cool hanging out with the Doctor. Some people who follows me, there's a picture of me with Paul McGann and Eric and Kelly Yates and Ellie Collins. We're on the moon with the TARDIS in the background.
That's cool.
And that this after one day, whoosh, the hits and the loves and what, like, holy Toledo.
And occasionally, one of the other things why they might want to follow you on Facebook is occasionally, you like you said, you've done your music video, you've done your photography, so occasionally you're looking for models. So that, want to mention something about that?
Yeah. We always got a lot of theme shoots. We did a huge DC theme shoot. And matter of fact, Daniel Kraft Bucky did the bruises and scars, and that's okay. What helped her got here. And we had like pretty close to like 42 people dress up as cosplay as heroes and villains. That's a good one. Yeah, and it was hot in that warehouse, and it was. We didn't get all the shots in that we wanted to because the first place we wanted to do it, it was nicer, air conditioned, and. Right. Then we had to cut down like crap. They backed out on me. So I'm scrambling around like, okay, well, I got a warehouse. $300 to rent it out. Deal. I take it. This has gone too far. Like, we get there and like, oh, okay, we got some of these industrial fans. Of course, that didn't help.
True.
We also did a Star Trek theme shoot. I'd actually just got back before I came here up to lower part of Kentucky. I did a Harry Potter theme wedding. So, waiting. Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Pine.
I was going over pretty close, evidently.
Yeah, I actually get a lot of jobs doing weddings because some of the things we do, we get people full rights. We don't post no images on the line. We don't use none of their images. And we did this one wedding where I actually had to search my bags, and they had a metal detector for people to go through, and I was not allowed to post no pictures, not talk about who it is and stuff like that. I even had to give them the SD card at the end of the reception.
Cool. That's
yeah, right
neat.
There. And yeah, it just
go,
like
but I want to.
And when you go through and when the security there, you know, they're in the tuxedo and stuff like that, and I was saying like, shit, that's a gun underneath their jacket there. I'm like, okay, what am I getting myself into? I'm sitting there looking at something like, damn, this is a mafia wedding. That's the only thing that was coming to my mind. And I was like, this is so cool. So I have done some...
interesting projects?
Yes, I have done some interesting projects. We also got a Birds of Prey theme photo shoot coming up.
Okay.
And we got some people cosplaying
Black
like... Canary, yeah, Black Canary, Zatanna. We even got this Hakura... she's on my page quite a few times. She's actually cosplaying Power Girl right there. We got Brittany Wilson. Still trying to figure out what character she wants to really to be in it. And also, we're going to try to get Daniel Kraft to come do the makeup and that's bruises cool. and scars and stuff like that. So we got a few projects coming up. And, of course, this is a 6-film project right here itself. Okay. So,
so you're keeping busy.
Yeah. So anybody wants to keep up with Melbourne, they need to go to our Storm Shadow page because that's where we're going to be mostly posting the pictures on there, in which you can go to my page and find the link to there.
And that's on Facebook as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because the last I knew, I only knew about the YouTube channel. I didn't know about the Facebook
page. Yeah. We got a Facebook page. Just like it, and then you'll get updates on behind-the-scenes pictures. Of course, Vance will post party pictures. I'll post a picture. But each time I post a picture, I'll put the Storm Shadow production link to it. So,
all right. Well, Michael, we appreciate you taking time out of the day. We'll let you get back to studying. We're an adults and we're studying still.
Oh, so. Yes. Homework. Damn you, Vance and Jeremy. What did y'all do to me?
But it's the fun time.
Yes, so. It is.
But we appreciate it, Michael. So
no problem.
You enjoy the rest of your day and being the captain of the USS Cooper.
Yes.
No. Melbourne, you're
Yeah, I'm Captain Cooper.
Yes, my bad. So enjoy your time as Captain Cooper of the USS Melbourne. So, thank you again, Michael.
Anytime. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own
and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.